Well, hello out there, and welcome to the local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, my guest today, Tess Malloy Berkman. Welcome, Tess.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, Chris.
Yes. And today, this week, of course, it's Veterans Day coming up, and we're talking about Gold Star families, and you happen to be a Gold Star family, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes. Before we get to that, tell us a little bit, Tess, about you. You grew up here in Jerseyville, Jersey County?
I did. Born and raised here along with my siblings.
Yes. And I understand. I mean, is that the biggest household? I know the Shells were pretty big.
Yep.
Were they 16 too?
They were 13.
They were 13, right.
They were 16.
You were 16. You had them beat.
Yep, just barely.
16 children. How many boys, how many girls?
9 boys, 7 girls.
And you were what, number what?
I'm number 11.
Number 11. Oh boy, what a household.
Yeah.
What was that like growing up? And from what age to what age? How far apart?
There was 20 years from the oldest to the youngest.
20 years.
Yeah. The oldest was born in 49, and the baby was born in 69.
Boy, your mom didn't have much of a break, did she?
No, she didn't. And she was there was always a couple of us in diapers, and she did laundry every day. We had a huge garden, lots of fruit trees and
so where'd you guys grow up at? What house?
What neighborhood? Over on Spruce Street, over near where Walk Pond is and the city park, but none of that was there when we were growing up. It was all field. And sometimes there were cows across the street. I think sometimes there was pigs across the street. So it's really changed a lot since we were growing up and watching all of that evolve.
You know, when I talked with Jim Shell, he was on Spotlight Show a couple times, actually.
Okay.
And he talked about, he says, you know, growing up in our household, there was always a lot of people there, you know, just like. Because the kids always had friends over. You never know when you woke up in the morning who is going to be there.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about growing up in your household?
Yeah. It was pretty crazy, but it was very stable. I mean, mom was a stay-at-home mom, so we were very blessed for that. But Dad worked a lot of overtime. He was an electrician.
Yeah, and your dad was Joe Malloy.
Joe Malloy, yes. A lot of folks know him. And my mom was Dolores. A lot of people knew her as Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't go to work until the youngest one started school, and then she was working at the IGA store, which is where the C&B bank is.
Right.
She worked at the IGA store in the bakery there. There would be kids over. And I remember a lot, my oldest brothers, there were some friends and one of my cousins, the Brown Boys, and my cousin Art Monroe, and they'd be over all the time. And I just remember, you know, because I was little and they were the teenagers, and I just remember thinking how much fun they had and how silly and goofy they were, but they were so cool too, you know. And it was really great. It was really great. We had huge neighborhood, you know, the Hamblins next door had 9 children. The Wards behind us had 8 children.
Yeah.
So it was a neighborhood full of big Catholic families.
That was the real true baby boomer era, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of babies, a lot of kids going on.
Yes, a lot of big families. And just about, you know, like with the Shells, there was one of us in each of their grades just about. And once in a while, it'd skip one, but because we were almost back to back. But it was good. We always had a huge garden.
Yeah.
We all had chores in the garden. We all had chores to do.
You guys have chores? I know. Mm-hmm. Did you all have jobs to do every day? Certain things? Different?
Yes. We would rotate washing dishes.
Okay.
And we'd take laundry off the line and fold it up. When we had the garden in the summer, we all had our rows that we would help plant, and then we'd have to go out and weed them and take care of, you know, certain rows. And then we had berry bushes and grapevines and rhubarb patches. We had some apple trees and peach trees. So Mom would can all summer long and, you know, vegetables as well as fruit and jams and stuff. And it was just, it was really good. It was really good.
So how about when it was time to go to bed at night with 16 kids? Did everybody like just tromp off to bed, or how was that? What was the rules on that?
Depending on how old you were, you had different bedtimes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, the older you got, could stay up another hour, you know. And but the younger you were, then you had to go to bed a little earlier. So it was usually 8 o'clock. And then when you got a little older, you got to do 9 o'clock, you know. But, you know, there was always the routine. You had like the normal TV shows that you watched. After you got done with your homework, you get home, do your homework. Then you have dinner, do whatever.
Did everybody eat at the same table? Did you have a big enough table for everybody?
We had a picnic table like the Waltons.
You did?
Yep.
A great big picnic table right in your kitchen.
Right in the kitchen. Yep. Sure did. Great big kid.
And your mom was always cooking and doing dishes, probably.
Yes.
And you guys were all helping.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. And we, Sundays, we had our big Sunday dinners, which was like the big fried chicken or meatloaf and, you know, stuff that took a little longer to make. But during the week, you know, it was the lighter suppers and stuff. But they never missed a single sporting event. And, you know, all of my brothers were in sports, football, wrestling, track, and they went to all of them. They went to all of my volleyball games, my sister's volleyball games. They went to all the grandkids' games and musical events and plays and what have you. They just never missed anything.
I can specifically remember your dad and mom outside, for some reason, outside of St. Francis Church. You know, like when Mass got over.
Oh, yeah.
Them being out there and Joe saying hi to, and you had all the kids and all the people around.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I just remember that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly.
Very joyful, joyful guy, your dad.
Yep,
and he served in World War II.
World War II in the Pacific Theater. He and my Uncle Bill, his youngest brother, or his younger brother, they were raised down here in Jerseyville and they joined up together and they were in the same tank battalion.
Were they Marines or what were
they? Yes, they were Marines.
Okay.
Yes.
And your connection with the Gold Star, you're a Gold Star sibling.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your brother who was killed in...
It was a couple weeks after, well, my youngest brother Leo was born on January 9, 1969. Joe was doing his second tour. And
Joe's the oldest.
Yes, my
oldest
brother.
And he's
the
one that was killed in Vietnam.
Yes, he was killed in Vietnam. Yes.
Okay.
And he was home for the holidays and he got to be home when Leo came home from the hospital. And then he went back on January 17th and he was killed on the 21st of January.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Just three days?
Yeah.
4 days later.
4 days later. He was killed. Or 3 days. Yeah. And my second oldest brother, Tom, had just left for the Marine Corps when we got the word. So they had to bring him back home for the funeral services. But I was just short of turning 7. It was my first experience with death and understanding what it meant.
Yeah.
I had like little kid emotions. I really didn't understand what was going on, but I kind of did, you know. And, of course, I didn't have as many years with Joe as my older siblings, and some of them were very close to him. Tom and Joe were only 11 months apart, so they were extremely close. But I do have great memories of Joe, and some of my younger siblings don't so much.
Well, share one. Share a memory.
I remember he would always be smiling. And he always had time to give us little siblings, you know, brothers and sisters, give us hugs and kisses.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, like I said, him and my other brothers, Tom, and their friends playing football out in the yard and just hanging out and chilling. And I remember picking gooseberries and berries with him. So, and he was always... He was always so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was just always so nice. I never ever saw him angry. Not to say that he probably was angry at times, but I never saw him angry. I don't have any memory of that. I just always have good memories of Joe.
Now, how old was Joe when he went into Vietnam?
He went in right after high school.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So he enlisted?
Yes. He volunteered. Tom did too. Yeah.
In the Marine Corps? Both of them?
In the Marine Corps. Yes. Both
just like
them.
Dad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, just like Dad. Yeah. And he was 19 and a half when he was killed.
Do you know what happened? How he got killed?
They said it was friendly fire.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I've heard a couple versions of the story, so I'm not real clear on it. So I don't want to elaborate because I've heard a couple different versions, but I know they told my parents it was friendly fire.
Friendly fire.
Yeah.
Do you know what part of Vietnam?
I do, and now it's escaping me.
Okay.
And I'm kicking myself for it. No.
Well,
shoot.
If it comes to you.
Yeah, if it comes to me, I'll tell you. But okay. Yeah, I remember it like yesterday.
So explain, kind of explain to the listeners, and a lot of them I'm sure know, but just what the Gold Star family, the Gold Star siblings, I mean, it started off as Gold Star, as Gold Star for Mother's Day?
Yes.
And Saturday or Sunday?
It's this Sunday. It's always the last Sunday of September.
Okay.
It started in World War I, actually, and a lot of people have seen the service flag in windows, and they probably don't, everybody doesn't know what it is.
Explain the service flag.
It's usually rectangular and usually goes long ways, tall ways, up and down.
Yeah.
And the outside is red, the center is white, and then there's a blue star in the middle.
Okay.
And if you have more than one person serving in the military, you'll have two stars or three stars. So there's one blue star for everybody who is serving in the military. And back in World War I, they would display that in their window so you knew, oh, that family's got somebody serving. And then when they lost someone in service, while they were in the service, then that star would turn to gold.
Oh, okay.
So then if you saw that service flag and it had a blue star and a gold star, well, they have one who's still living and actively serving, and then they had one who lost their life in the service.
I see.
So I grew up with a gold star service flag
in your window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember Mom, you know, wearing their uniform was white. It was just, you know, a white blazer, a white skirt, and white jacket, and they had the white hat with the gold star Mothers. But it started in World War I when a woman named Grace Siebold, when her son volunteered, he got deployed, she started volunteering in the military hospitals to help comfort and give care to the wounded when they got home. And then her son went missing in August. And in October, November is when the family got notified that he had died. And she decided, instead of sitting in her grief and feeling miserable about it and missing him, she's going to do something good from it. So she's continued to volunteer in the hospitals. And then she started reaching out to other mothers that she knew had lost their sons. And they got together and they would work as a group doing charities and helping and working in hospitals. And a group of them got together after many years of planning, because this was back in 1918. And in 1924, they went to D.C. and requested to have an official American Gold Star Mothers organization. Now, you don't have to officially enroll and pay dues and be a member of the American Gold Star Mothers. You can if you want, but you don't have to, because if you've lost a child, you are a Gold Star. Yes. And then in 1936, President Roosevelt in the 74th Congress did a proclamation, and that's when they said the last Sunday in November will be Gold Star Mother's Day. And the president is to honor that every year. And they have a ceremony at 2 p.m. Washington, D.C. time. And they have a ceremony every year in Washington, D.C. But if you can't, then you can have it locally in your state and in your capital at your local time, 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And we used to for years.
But it's September, the last.
Yes, the last Sunday of September.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is this Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you're just joining us, I have Tess Malloy Berkman with me, and we're talking about the Gold Star families and the Gold Star celebration that's going to happen on the 29th, this Sunday on the 29th, at the courthouse at 2 p.m., I believe. Yes.
Yes.
So how old what year was it? Two questions. How old was your brother Joe when he got killed?
He was 19 and a half. He would have been 20 in June, and he was killed in January.
And what year was that?
1969.
I'll be darned. So what's going to happen this Sunday at the Gold Star celebration?
It's not a big, long, drawn-out ceremony. It's a very reverent, short ceremony. It doesn't even go for an hour. It's very nice. We will have the Marine Corps League, Robert Wendell Detachment, here in Jerseyville. They help me organize it every year. And they helped Mom organize it, and now I work with them to organize it. The VFW Color and Honor Guard will be there, and the American Legion Color and Honor Guard will be there as well. The Gibson Girls will be singing.
Oh, those Gibson girls.
They're wonderful.
Yes.
And they're just the sweetest girls in the world, and they are amazing. And they sang for us last year, and I think the year before, and they are coming back every year for us. And their father will be our guest speaker.
Okay. Now, was he a veteran as well?
I don't know if he is or not.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Yeah. But he'll be our guest speaker this year. And there is the part of the ceremony where each Gold Star mother or family is represented, and the one person from the family, or if they are a Gold Star mother. I know two mothers for sure that will be there.
And now I understand there's like Gold Star mothers.
Mm-hmm.
There's Gold Star siblings, which you are.
Yeah, Gold Star families. Yeah.
Family. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, because a lot of the mothers have passed on.
Like sure.
My mom was Vietnam. And she's passed away, and she was 93. So we just represent the family. And they will carry a yellow rose, which is the color of the rose for the Gold Star mothers, represents Gold Star mothers and families. And they'll lay a yellow rose, at the foot of the monument there at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be escorted by one of the Marine Corps League gentlemen, will escort them to and from up to there. And they'll lay the rose, and the MC will read the name of the deceased and who, you know, where he was killed, and the branch of service, and the member of the family that's presenting the rose. And then and we'll have prayer, and then they'll serve refreshments afterwards.
I see.
Yeah.
How many Gold Star members do we have?
Well, I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware of here in the area. It's less than a dozen that I'm aware of, but I know there's more out there. And that's why we want to get the word out, because we know there's others out there, and some may have not been ready to embrace it. Because as my mother said, when she would reach out to others, this is a club that nobody asks to be in.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they handle it differently. You know, they resent,
sure.
My son is gone, my daughter's gone, and I want no part of it. I don't want reminders.
Right.
I respect that, but there are a lot of people who they just need time to grieve and then understand that it's an organization. So, you know, there's folks out there that went through what you went through.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's grief is different. Nobody loves your child the way you love your child, but they understand that what you went through. You know, they may not feel the same thing you feel because it's your child, it's you. But there is similarity there, and there's empathy to be there, and they can help you get through that. And it's just good, you know, kind of like the VFW. It's, you know, you got mm-hmm. that fellowship and sharing.
I have a question for you that you can share with us if you want to. Now, you have three children.
Yes.
And any boys?
Yes, two boys.
Two boys mm-hmm. and one girl.
Yes.
How do you feel about them going into service to fight a war?
You know, Nathan did. Nathan was over in Iraq.
Okay.
Yes, he was in the Army National Guard.
How did you feel about that?
And he got deployed to Iraq, and I was very nervous.
Yeah.
I was very nervous.
Did you?
It was in 2018-19. He got home right when COVID hit. He got home, and we thought he was like the last one that they let actually come home to their homes. He thought he was going to be stuck in Texas for a while. But, it was very scary, especially because my husband, Ted, is also a Marine, and he's in Desert Storm.
Yeah.
So he's a Desert Storm veteran. And part of him was relieved that Nathan did not go into the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
But we were still very nervous. And when he told us he was getting deployed, you know, it was like, oh, my gosh, it's all flashing back, you know. And I was like, you know, wrote him letters and just worried. And it's always on your mind every day. No matter how busy you get, you're worried. But
did you encourage or discourage your son to go into the service?
I neither encouraged or discouraged. I just kind of laid it out to him and said, if this is what you want to do, you need to understand the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Because it could happen the day after you get deployed. Mm-hmm. It may never happen. But you need to understand in your heart that you may not come home. And if you are willing to take that risk for your country, then I'm behind you 100%.
Yes.
But I feel like everybody needs to understand that because, you know, never say never. Yeah. It happens.
Yes. Well, the Gold Star Ceremony, Sunday, September 29th, 2 p.m. at the courthouse. And if there's weather, it'll be moved to
St. Francis Xavier Gymnasium, the school gymnasium.
So it's going to go on regardless.
Yes. Father Marty is a veteran as well.
Himself, yes, he is.
And he let us use it last year, and we've got it on a backup plan in case of bad weather. We'll just move it indoors to that gymnasium.
Well, Tess, thanks so much for coming in and sharing with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. I'm really, really grateful. We just want to get the word out, and people can reach out to me if they want to participate, if they are a Gold Star member, a family member, or a mother.
But this is open to everyone.
It's open to everyone from anywhere around.
Anybody can come and be a part of it.
And they can call me at 618-946-2834. And they can reach me and leave me a message. And if they want to attend, if they don't want to walk up and lay a rose, they don't have to. But if they just want to come and participate, and anybody, even if you're not a Gold Star family, please come out and show your support.
Yes. Yeah, and just show respect.
Like we do for Memorial Day and we do for Veterans Day. You know, just come out, give less than an hour of your time on a Sunday afternoon just to show your support. And that you know what's going on and that you're aware and that you care.
You know, I will make one point also. We at the courthouse, we have such a beautiful spot to have a ceremony like this, don't we?
It's gorgeous.
I mean, they have done wonders. Oh, it is just beautiful.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, that beautiful courthouse and the grounds are so well kept.
Very well. And just that monument.
And the monuments and just all the different things they have there.
Yep, and the gazebo. They usually do the refreshments in the gazebo afterward. Oh, yeah. And it's just wonderful.
And they have all the bricks of the different people that have been in the service.
Yes. I love that. Yes. I love that. They have that at the Marine Corps Museum out in D.C. as well.
Thanks, Tess, so much for coming in.
Okay, thank
you. Have a great day.
And I appreciate it.
Have a good week.
I will see you again.
See you Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.